Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
Hey everyone, Kevin here, asking you to head over to our Patreon and check it out. Enjoy benefits like exclusive content, merch discounts, and behind-the-scenes looks at all things Rare Drop. Go to patreon.com/raredrop to become a member today, and thank you so much to our current patrons who helped make this show possible. Dave the New Nerd, Neil Anderson, Jack DeVille, Philip Snyder, Jedi Chappie, Paul Marzik, Aether Mana, Respect KS, Petey Club, Wow Dad, Justin McMahon, Stephen Purd, Matt LaRue, and all of the other patrons. Thank you so much.
Hello there, avid podcast listener. I know you enjoy the delicious sounds of Tim's voice in your ear holes during these podcasts, but have you considered taking some time to go check out his stream at fb.gg/darkness429 lately? Have you thought about it? Let me explain why you should. Not only will you be able to join the cult community, but you will be able to enjoy staring at Tim's meat every time he shows it on stream, because he just incessantly shows his meat. This deliciously smoked meat. It's incredible, and it's better to watch it live. So give him all your stars. fb.gg/darkness429.
Episode 49 of Star Wars and Scotch. That's a double episode for episodes 11 and 12 of The Bad Batch. Not much else going on in the Star Wars universe, but we'll talk about Bad Batch and what we're doing after Bad Batch and whatnot. But Tim, how are you today?
I'm good. I guess you could call this a double shot.
I see what you did.
Is it Star Wars and Scotch? So it's just like you get a double.
Before we go any further and get into the double shot, KingsCoastCoffee.com. I was forced to get Starbucks the other day, and
I'm so sorry.
It was my mistake. I left my thermos on the counter at home, and I was running errands for the office, so I was in the office to make coffee there. So I got Starbucks, and I even followed Pete's orders on the Starbucks order, and it was drinkable. It wasn't burnt like the rest of their coffee, but I just regretted it and made sure.
That sounds miserable. So sorry.
Yeah, it was terrible. So. Don't do what I did and get a nice thermos and take your King's Coast coffee with you everywhere.
Yeah,
King's Coast Coffee.
And if you want to make it at work, you could just get our cold brew kit. This right there.
Yep.
So you could just cold.
Yep.
You could make cold brew at the office. Just saying.
It's right there on the website.
It's right there.
Or you could do an AeroPress if you want hot at the office too.
Nice.
Don't forget that.
Nice.
Yep. Right. Out in the wild making AeroPresses or making coffee with an AeroPress. So you said it was a double shot.
Yep.
Tim was on vacation last week, so we didn't do an episode. Keep in mind, we're going to do an episode next week. Actually, I'm back from my physical vacation. I'm still out of the office, but we can record an episode that week. So don't ignore what I was about to say. So we're doing two episodes, which actually worked out really nice because both episodes were kind of the Bad Batch on Ryloth.
Yep.
We've been to Ryloth before. It's a Twi'lek homeworld. We know the characters in this. Cham Syndulla, Alina Syndulla. Did we meet Uncle Gobi before? I don't think we did.
No,
did
he's new. I'm pretty sure he's new. I don't remember his character.
Okay, so we met Uncle Gobi, and Hera is in this episode. Hera's voice, because she has that Twi'lek accent,
Twi'lek accent. It's weird.
But apparently there's explanations that I didn't get a chance to dive into, so I want to.
Well, it makes sense. I could understand why her voice changes.
Yeah, yeah. And then Senator Ta, who we've met plenty of times in Clone Wars. Did you know that Senator Ta is voiced by Phil Lamar from Mad TV?
No way.
You remember Phil Lamar?
Yes, I do.
That's Senator Tom.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yep.
Huh. So, well, he's also done. I didn't realize. Oh, now looking at what he's done, he's actually done a lot of really big characters.
Yeah, he's a seasoned voice actor.
Okay.
Senator Ta. And then the newer characters, we're back with Vice Admiral Rampart. I believe they're really aiming to make Vice Admiral Rampart a huge piece of everything going on with the Empire coming in and taking over planet by planet.
Yeah.
I feel like he wasn't introduced in Bad Batch for no reason, and he's going to be probably the ancillary villain. You know, we have the Emperor, we have Vader, but you always need these other folks. Like, we had Tarkin, all of these other minor characters within the Empire. I think Admiral Rampart is our post Revenge of the Sith kind of minor villain.
Yeah.
Who's going around making sure that the occupations are going to according to plan. He is kind of an asshole, so he's kind of perfect for it as well. We also meet a new clone trooper, Hauser, who apparently he was involved in the occupation or the protection of Ryloth from the Separatists in Clone Wars.
Right.
We don't actually meet him.
No.
I mean, we might have. They could explain that away very easily.
Sure, but he's a brand new character.
Yeah, for our intents and purposes, he's a brand new character. And his journey through this is pretty awesome. I definitely had goosebumps at the end of this episode.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how he was able to defect so easily when others were just like so quickly to like get like Order 66, right? And just like flip and the whole good soldiers follow orders. Mm-hmm. These soldiers aren't following orders. So why is their chip malfunctioning? Is this signal weakening?
My question for you is this. Is the Order 66 limited to the killing the Jedi and making the Jedi the enemies of the state? Or is it this overarching, you know, anyone who's an enemy of the Empire?
Yes, I think it turns them into like bees.
But I think this is proof that it doesn't. I think this is proof that it either there's something wrong with it.
And that's what I think, because like if you watch the overall behavior of how they were at the beginning versus how they are now, it makes me feel like there is some type of degradation happening.
Yep.
Either the clones are like, it's a part of the aging process for clones. And as they're getting older, as these like these older clones are starting to get older, their chips are malfunctioning. There's something going on there. So I'm really curious to see is this going to explain like when we run into Cody or not Cody, when we run into Rex in Rebels and we're like, well, did he just remove everyone's chips or are these guys actual just defectors? You know, like what happened?
And we also know that eventually the Empire phases clones out.
Yes, correct.
We already saw that Tarkin does not want the clones.
In the first like five episodes, we knew that they were recruiting just normal people to phase out the clones, and then the Kaminoans are trying to find ways to convince Tarkin and the rest of the Empire that clones are necessary. But we know that they shut the program down at some point, and so could this be the leading cause to it? Is because the more clones start to defect.
We also in these episodes get to see the star of the show, in my opinion, Chopper.
Oh my god, dude! I was so happy when I'm just bah, 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 bah. I'm like, yes, Chopper,
just buzzing around doing his thing.
It was so good.
I loved that Chopper still, even at the beginning with Hera. First of all, I love the fact that it was Hera's droid. I never knew that. Second of all, which makes perfect sense. But second of all, that Chopper's still, you know, going on these covert missions to protect.
He has it like he never
Hera.
Like from when he was a young droid to when we meet him in Rebels, he just never changed.
Yeah, he was. I actually laughed when they brought the ship down.
Yeah.
And the two stormtroopers got distracted and he shocked both of them. I actually laughed out loud because I don't know. Chopper's antics for some reason make me laugh.
Very much so.
I would say next to R2, Chopper's probably my favorite droid in the entire Star Wars universe.
Yes, I agree.
He's got the biggest personality aside from R2 and C-3PO. C-3PO is just annoying, though. So, but necessary for the story. Although in episode 9, I thought he was going to die and we were never going to see him again. And, you know,
taking one last look at my friends,
I was very upset.
Yeah.
And they brought him back and I was like, son of a bitch, you should have just killed him off right there. But Chopper being back was awesome. I'm interested to see, is this going to lead to some sort of, maybe not in Bad Batch, maybe in something else, maybe it's in one of these other shows, Hera meeting up with Kanan at some point? How do they meet? How do they get together? How does everyone find each other?
Yeah.
You know,
we
have a few years, obviously.
We do, and I don't know. I would assume, well, because we meet Kanan.
In the first episode.
And so to see those two come together at the end of this would honestly make a lot of sense, or at least their paths cross here. They may not link up and go off and save the galaxy, but it might just be like the beginning to everything that we know that happens in Rebels. I mean, like this is like, as we continue to go down, this is the connecting piece between Clone Wars and Rebels. And it's just like that makes sense.
They are telling a story of the seeds of the rebellion that is now very, after this episode especially, is very interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's like my ears perked up, like you have my attention, because this is the way of Disney telling their canon version of how the rebellion begins.
Yeah.
And how the Empire's occupation starts at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to see, you know, even at the end of the episode, Hunter was like, you know, there's other worlds that are being taken over,
right?
And that to me says that that's what the Bad Batch is going to be doing, which is what you and I speculated about before the show even came out. I do 100% think you were right and I was wrong, that Crosshair is not coming back.
Yes.
And that he is the prototype for the Death Trooper.
100%.
Once I saw the scar on his head and everything, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like their uniforms are looking more and more like Death Troopers. I don't know what it was about this last episode, but seeing Crosshair down there and just the way that his helmet looked, it feels like they changed his uniform again. And it looks even mm-hmm. more Death Trooper. We see more green. That's definitely more highlighted, like in the air intake, on the lenses. It's just in like the black. I mean, like that is a Death Trooper. And so it might not be what we come to find in Rogue One, when it's like it's flushed out, when Tarkin has Death Troopers accompanying everybody, every moth, every high official has a Death Trooper. They're bodyguards. They're the CIA. They are they're the Secret Service.
So. He also has a villain's voice.
Very much. Dude, he has his own theme song. He ain't coming back.
He talks like this.
And Crosshair has a freaking theme song. Like, he's got a bad guy theme song. He ain't coming back. He is going to be the bad guy up until the end. Either he dies or continues on.
Yeah, it's basically Echo took his place in the Bad Batch. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. It's interesting to me. I pulled up a picture of the Death Troopers. Well, keep in mind too, with the Death Troopers, the program starts and then they get it because they are who they are. That's why they get assigned to all the moths and the high ranking officials. Even Vader has three of them that are completely loyal to him and not the Empire.
Well, yeah, because they're a part of the 501st.
Yep. So Crosshair to me is, and now at the end of the episode, holy crap, that was an awesome ending.
Yes.
Permission to hunt them down.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
And the lighting with the red underneath, I was like, this is a good scene.
Yep. Permission granted.
So I'm excited because I feel like that's the arc now is going to be finding out more about Omega. We're going to meet Boba. Boba's going to meet Omega at some point. There's just no way.
Most definitely.
That
there's a lot of that left.
And then Crosshair is going to be hunting the Bad Batch with this new Death Trooper program.
Yep.
I'm waiting for probably the last episode where they name the program. And then they talk about, you know, something's going to happen where they have to speak in code. And then you're going to hear the...
Yep.
Which is my favorite thing about Death Troopers. But back to Ryloth. So Senator Tau in the episode 11, you know, bending over for the Empire. No surprise there. Because mm-hmm. he's always been a huge asshole. I was actually shocked that Cham Syndulla was being so.
I think he, I think receptive. He saw that he needed to do it for the glory of Ryloth. Like it was. I think it was what Hauser said. He's like, what, like, you fought for all of this. Like, and he saw that. And he was like, no, he's right. Like, what's the point of all the fighting if we can't have peace? But his attitude changed really, really quickly when he found out, like, the mining operation wasn't peaceful. It was militaristic. Like, it was an occupation. It wasn't a peaceful partnership. And he's like, what was the point of fighting to then have another occupation? Like, I'm now fighting again. And I think he realized that halfway through when his daughter was taken.
Yeah, it just seemed a little out of character, but I do understand.
I think he was just tired.
He was tired. He was sick of war. He didn't want it anymore.
And you've never seen a peaceful Syndulla. You've only ever seen the rebel guerrilla fighter.
We also know more about what's to come.
Sure.
So it's a very biased view from our point of view. For
yep.
them, it's happened. Well, maybe this will work out. Maybe this won't be so bad. Keep in mind, like, the Senate is still intact at this point because the Senate doesn't get dissolved until A New Hope.
Yep.
So there is some semblance of democracy still. The Emperor.
But we all know that it's just for show.
Yeah. Well, is it at this point? That would be the question.
I would assume
when does
so.
It cross
I would
the
assume
line?
That there is no, like, nothing gets approved unless the Emperor says so or his Moffs. Because remember, like, the Moffs are reporting directly to him, and the Moffs are the governors of
the systems.
The Moffs are reporting to the Grand Moffs, and then the Moffs, those Grand Moffs, reporting to the Emperor.
Moffs are planets, Grand
so,
like, Moff is system.
And then so what's the point? And then what's the point of having the Senate? There's no point. Like, they're just they're there for show. They're to show stability through the transition, but that's why they dissolve. Because, like, the Emperor's just like, they already set the system up for him to dissolve it, because they already built everything with the Moffs.
So at some point in this, do we see Bail Organa at some point talking about how, you know, the Senate, something's wrong with the Senate. It's not working.
I would assume so.
Will it happen in Bad Batch, you think?
It doesn't happen during Rebels, right? At that point, it's
A New Hope is
A New
when
Hope's
the Senate
after Rebels.
Gets dissolved.
I don't remember.
I guess
if that
we've seen,
because
we do see Bail in Rebels.
He is
and
in Rebels.
He's more of just trying to subvert and do things. You know, he uses Leia at one point in that one episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious if they'll go into that or if they're just going to leave that in Rebels, and we all know how that turns out anyway. I don't know. Interesting to see too with what was his name again? Grand Admiral or Vice Admiral Rampart. Because he seems at first, the first two times we met him, he doesn't seem like such a bad guy. Like, he just seems like he's following orders,
really?
Doing his thing. He didn't to me at the beginning.
Oh,
like,
he comes off
seem
like this pretentious just D-bag.
Pretentious, yes, but he didn't seem like Tarkin levels of evil.
Oh.
Like necrotic experiments and you know, firing the Death Star on Jeddah, like that whole thing. He didn't strike me yet as that.
Sure.
Or destroying Alderaan. It wasn't until he had Crosshair shoot Tau and then blame it on Cham that I was like, okay, he's definitely, you know, exactly what
did you,
because he works for Tarkin, doesn't he?
Who?
Rampart? No, he's an admiral, so he wouldn't work for
he is under
because Tarkin's not a Grand Moff yet, right?
No, he's not. But he hasn't been given that status yet. But he definitely reports to Tarkin. At least I assumed he reports to Tarkin. Comes across that way.
Mm-hmm. That was the vibe I got in the first episode, that he was working for Tarkin.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. There's at the Syndulla house in, I think, episode 11. When we go there, there's a crashed Y-Wing from the Clone Wars, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Did you think it was weird that the only interaction with the Bad Batch was the arms deal with Gobi?
No, I really liked that. I thought that was actually really cool, because I thought the interaction between Hera and Omega was really fun. And it made me think more about what's to come for Omega and what happens to her. Mm-hmm. This really made the wheels in my head spin around and just try to like figure out like, man, what really does happen to this girl? Like, why? Like, I don't remember Hera talking about her at all. So it's gonna be interesting. It'll be really cool to see what happens to Omega. And I just knowing that her and Hera interacted at some point was really, really cool to me.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that loops back into some sort of relationship in the future too. I mean, obviously we weren't with them in Rebels every second of every day.
Right.
So I'm wondering if Hera survives, what does that mean for Hera in the long term? Obviously we're all speculating.
Wait, Hera or Omega?
Omega, sorry. Okay. We're all speculating that there's some link between Omega and Grogu. Maybe not physically, but
right with what whatever they were doing. Right, yeah.
Right. So does that mean Omega survived? I don't know. It's an interesting theory. What do we have?
Well, I was about to ask how many episodes do we have left?
I'm checking now. I think it's five, but let me double check. Bad Batch episodes. 16 total. That was episode 12 that we just watched.
So we have four left.
Rescue on Ryloth. We have four left. Infested is the next one.
Infested.
That sounds like a throwaway.
Ooh.
That sounds like a throwaway episode. War Mantle and the last two don't have names.
Infested sounds interesting.
I'm wondering, is that going to take us back to Geonosis?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what could be infested right now? And like,
didn't the Geonosians get wiped out for the most part?
The Geonosians get pushed down, remember, because they go to harvest the queen.
Yeah. We went back Rebels, though.
Yeah, we go back in Rebels. Sorry, the harvesting the queen is from Dr. Aphra. So in Rebels, we go back to the Geonosians. We run into the zombie Geonosians. But they're still there. They're just underground. They do get hit pretty hard if you read the Rogue One book. Forgot the name of it. But if you read that one, it talks a lot about the Empire using the Geonosians as their workforce to build part of the Death Star. So part of the Death Star was actually created within the Geonosian lower atmosphere. And so they would transport back and forth Geonosians because they were just mindless drones. They did what they were told to do. So that's one point that we find out the future of the Geonosians. And then we go back to Geonosis in the Dr. Aphra book to help Darth Vader create his robot army, which is really cool. Just super fun. Knowing that at one point, Darth Vader was trying to make his own legion of robots, and he was going to use Geonosian queen apparently she was like hooked up apparently to like this replicator, and so they had to like remove her from the replicator, and then the replicator they put on a ship, and then he was making just like this massive army.
Karina is the name of the queen. You're on the
Wikipedia.
Wiki.
Yeah. It's a really fun book, man. That's why I like knowing that there's going to be a Dr. Aphra show, or at least rumors that the Dr. Aphra show is really going to happen is exciting for me.
I'm hoping the production team that was working on Rangers moves to Dr. Aphra.
Is that complete? That's canned completely, yeah?
To my knowledge, yeah.
Interesting, okay.
Rangers is dead.
Aw, well.
Because the idea was to make Hera the star.
Rangers, okay.
After the drama with
What's her face?
Her.
Yeah.
Kara. But I don't know. The last I heard it was canned. They were moving forward with other stuff.
Womp,
I mean,
womp.
They have a ton of shows coming out. We have confirmed Star Wars shows. Pops right up in Google.
We're going to have
Obi-Wan
and Acolyte and what's the guy
Book
from?
Book of Boba.
It's the guy from Rogue One.
Andor.
Yeah, Cassian Andor show. We're going to have Mando season 3.
Which is pushed back to early next year.
Right. Well, I mean, that makes sense. When we talked about it before, having Book of Boba and Mando right up against each other just made no sense at all.
Well, in September, we have Visions, which is the anime anthology. That's not canon.
That's not canon.
But Tim and I still will 100% be covering
that. I love that you're going to want to talk about that, even though you're not a fan of anime.
So I went back the two times that I've seen similar things to this. Do you remember the Matrix anthology?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so that had a lot of anime in it. And do you remember the Batman one?
Yes.
That one was like gory and stuff too. So I enjoyed that.
Okay.
I also love Castlevania. I don't know if that counts as anime.
That's most definitely anime.
So I love Castlevania on Netflix. I think that's a great show.
Anime. Kevin's been like, well, I don't like anime. You do like anime.
Yeah, but like I've seen Cowboy Bebop and I was like, whatever. And then I've seen Full Metal Alchemist, like the old one when I was in high school, and whatever.
Yeah, so, but like anime's changed. Like it's definitely like grown, like you have, Kevin, into a fine.
I never
young
got into
CEO.
Dragon Ball.
You never got never into Dragon got into Ball? All right.
Nope.
All right. This show's over. I'm done.
Never struck me.
Nope.
I was a Batman.
What else
kid
we got? We gotta finish this up. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I also watched one episode of Dragon Ball with Ben years ago, and apparently I was like, oh, I like this character, and Ben's like, you can't talk about that character. Okay. And I was like, oh, okay, I have no idea what's going on. So yeah, that's my extent of trying to watch
very nice
Dragon Ball.
Okay.
That's why when we hung out with Kyle and did those episodes with him, you and Ben were like, ah! And I was like,
you're like, I don't know,
Kyle,
what talking about.
How do I pronounce your last name?
A-Bear.
See, I still get it wrong. So we have Visions and then Andor, Rogue Squadron movie. But now we're already in 2023, so don't get too excited. Like, we're getting stuff. We have Ahsoka.
Oh, shit.
Rangers is in this article. I forgot
about that one.
We have a Droid Story, which is the animated C-3PO R2-D2 stuff, which, look, I'm going to watch it. It's going to be great, but don't expect him and I to get, like, massive coverage on that, because I guarantee you it will not be worth, like, full podcast episodes.
No.
We have Lando, which I am super excited for Lando. Super excited.
What is that slated for?
TBA.
Oh. But it's confirmed that it's actually going to happen.
Lando's confirmed, and then the Acolyte, which I know Tim is like over, and then the untitled whatever Taika Waititi's working on for Star Wars.
All right.
So that's like the confirmed stuff. I have a feeling there'll be more. There'll be probably after Bad Batch is over. I'm sure they'll work on the next animated piece.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that in conjunction with Acolyte, there's some sort of High Republic animated.
They
piece as
they,
well.
They need something. They feel like they really need some visual material outside the comics to really help get this universe or this part of the universe out. This part of the timeline out there.
How far are you into Rising Storm?
I haven't even started it yet. That is a plan for this weekend.
So they're explaining what the Drangir are up to,
sure,
based on previous conversations I've had with you, in detail. And then they're also digging into Marcion Rowe's background and who he is and where he's from.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting, Tim.
Marcion Rowe. Oh.
But I want more. Like, the books are great. The comics are fun. But I want more substantial video content. And I know this is phase one of the High Republic. This is not a test, but this is a slow introduction to establish a baseline to be able to create the content. But I feel like I'm not going to really get into High Republic until my mid 40s, which makes me feel like I'm not going to get how old Republic until my kids are like out of high school. I'm getting nervous now. So we'll see. But I'm sure that list is great. That's what's confirmed. But in May of next year, we're going to get bombshells of stuff that's coming out.
I hope so.
Celebration. Yeah, I'm assuming they'll announce Fallen Order 2 at Celebration next year, and whatever Old Republic stuff they're hiding, whatever the remake is, because I believe that's 100% being worked on.
Almost definitely. There's no doubt about
it. No way
mind.
They're looking at Final Fantasy and Resident Evil like, we can do that too. I'm curious how many other games are going to do that now, too. There's so many that I think have the potential to, you know, remake. I would love like a Metroid, like an old school Metroid, but remade in like a third person or first, probably third person.
Do you feel like
Metroid.
That just means that just gaming? I feel like we're getting outside the realm of Star Wars talk. Do you feel like gaming is just now like just is that's what it's going to be for a bit? Is like we've run out of ideas.
Yeah,
so we're just going to be
movies.
Rehashing stuff.
I mean, we did it with movies. Yeah. And on top of that, too. There's nothing wrong with remaking them because they do change things. They make it more interesting. They flesh out. Even the guy who made Final Fantasy said this was more in line with his vision than what he was limited by technology wise when he made Final Fantasy VII.
Sure.
So I mean, this is that opportunity. Look at MCU.
Yeah.
We will never have anything like MCU ever again. Like that was a well thought out thing. They're already saying they're not signing these people to long contracts anymore and whatnot. I feel like that was a once in a lifetime experience.
Yep.
Even with Star Wars, you know, we're getting a ton of content without lightsabers, which for a lot of Star Wars fans is weird. You know, that's not Star Wars to them. But for us, it's telling a story that exists within that universe, like Mandalorian,
right,
where the character doesn't need a lightsaber to be successful. Right. So it's using these IPs, taking these ideas and reimagining them, you know, getting new takes on them. That's what gaming is. It's doing what movies have done for probably the past 5 to 10 years now. It's doing the same exact thing.
Right.
And gaming's just, that's where gaming's hitting. I would love remakes of old Star Wars games like Shadows of the Empire. And I would love Empire at War to get the same treatment that Command and Conquer just got.
Mm-hmm.
A full HD remaster, because Empire at War is one of my favorite games of all time next to Battle for Middle Earth. So I just think that's where we're at. We're going to be seeing old IPs resurrected, old ideas being reimagined and reused. We're still getting cool stuff, like we got Avowed coming out.
I'm
very excited. Far Cry 6. You know, I just think that's it. I guarantee you there'll be a Bad Batch game within 2 years from now.
Dope.
That hopefully plays
I would love that.
Exactly,
yeah, I'd be down for that.
Like exactly like Republic Commando.
Yeah.
Isn't it that HD remasters on PlayStation, right? For Republic Commando?
Yes, that sounds right.
We should do that for a Star Wars game. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm gonna put that in front of the team today. Listen. There's so much cool stuff. And I don't know. I think Star Wars gaming has a really bright future.
Oh, most definitely.
A reimagined Knights of the Old Republic, Jedi Fallen Order trilogy. And then if the trilogy goes off, that, you know, Respawn, who knows what's next? Why would they stop there, you
right.
know? So, and obviously, I know you said no, but I have a feeling Battlefront 3 is a thing.
I don't know. That's going to be weird. But
I'm down for it. It's a new era of Star Wars. They needed to wipe the slate clean. Like, use the same engine, obviously, but wipe the slate clean character-wise. Like, now you can bring the Bad Batch in. Now you can bring Din Djarin in.
I don't,
you know, you
maybe.
Can bring Ahsoka in.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so. I just don't know. I don't know where...
you can bring Ezra. You can bring Thrawn. You can bring all of these characters that, you know.
You would say that, Kevin, and you honestly have no idea the internal political struggle that goes on within those walls.
I can't imagine
when it comes to trying to make all of those characters come to life. There's without breaking NDAs or trust, there is a lot of politics when it comes down to, like, what does the Star Wars fan base want? The characters, do they work within, like, the game settings? Like, why would, like, and, like, and then they have this thing of, like, well, how can these characters interact with each other? Like, it's breaking timelines and stuff. And so, like, just like having some of the game modes that they have now, where it's just like across all time. And, like, so you have, like, you know, Darth Maul fighting freaking Kylo Ren, right? Like, that doesn't happen. But just getting those game modes to work and, like, to actually push them out was really difficult for the team.
Veil of the Force. There. I saved everyone a lot of time. Easy peasy. Done. But for Bad Batch, it feels like they were made for a video game. Like,
yeah, very much so. I agree.
Even the way Hunter jumped on the probe droid.
Yeah, it was.
And just.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Nailed it. And then Wrecker is a video game character. Don't at me. You have the makings of a literal, like, RPG group.
Yeah.
In your show. You have Hunter. Tracker, you have the big strong fighting guy, you have the smart techie guy, and then I guess Echo at this point would be the hacker. I don't know. It feels like they were made for a game. That's how or you could go back and do it during Clone Wars era, and then you have a sniper.
Oh, that would be interesting. Yeah, I mean, like, but then you could do missions where they go back in time, and like it would be like a Clone Wars era mission and stuff. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff they could do.
You could straddle both timelines, like do Clone Wars and then post like Empire occupation, mm-hmm. so you can swap between Crosshair and Echo.
Yeah,
but just make it just like Republic Commando. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just like Republic Commando.
Oh my God, here we go.
It's such a good game.
It is a good game. I'm not denying that.
Have you ever seen the fan movie for that?
No.
I'll send that to you later. Okay. It's a YouTube fan movie for Republic Commando. It's pretty good.
All right.
The only thing is that the person who did the voice acting, no offense to them, didn't do the best like clone trooper impression. That's the only bad thing. The visuals are great, though.
I'm so sorry to that person. I bet you that person's a big fan. And they just found out that you don't like it. So sorry. So sorry that person. You had to find out this way.
Sorry. Please don't unsupport from Tim because I said that. Please don't do that. Please. But yeah, things are good. Again, back to the episodes. Not much to talk about from a deep standpoint. Pretty straightforward. I enjoyed it. I thought going back to Ryloth, getting to see characters we knew already, meet with this new group that we're with and see how they interact together, and then to see where Ryloth is at this point in the timeline.
Yeah.
I think that's valuable lore. I think that's good for the overall health of everything. And then to see young Hera and Chopper made me really happy. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I was interested to see how you would react, because I did see people online that were like, oh, why is your voice different? And
no,
you know,
as soon as I heard her voice, I was like, oh, she's only lived on Ryloth. Her English is broken because she had to speak or basic. Sorry. Her basic is broken because she had to speak basic to the troops and to the people that were there that were not from her world. And I would assume the more time she spends with the rebels, the more her voice is going to change.
Yeah.
And so, like,
I agree.
I saw that and I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense. Like, people were throwing a fit about that. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. Anyways, both episodes were great. I thought it was super fun. I like that, like, Dave is not afraid to use this, like, Clone Wars, to use Bad Batch as what Clone Wars Season 8 would have been. Like everyone was like, oh, it's gonna be a new thing. It's like, no, it's just Clone Wars. It's just change the title. I've really been enjoying it. Like, it's just like, it sucks that there isn't a lot from like a lore standard right now. I want the deeper stuff. I want to learn more about the history and like what's going on at the time, but like, it's just a fun show. It's just a good show. It's just, there's just not a lot to pick from it right now.
I don't want to because it's Bard soap, but I feel like I'm going to order this Dr. Squatch just for the bag, the box.
The amount of people that tweeted at me about that was silly.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it in the box, but now that I'm seeing it.
Yes, like, I've seen the box. Yeah.
Shit. The only hope soap with Obi-Wan, the wisdom wash with, this is not an ad, by the way.
Imagine, though.
With Yoda. Imagine Dr. Squatch. Imagine the dark side scrub with Lord Vader, and then the ruthless rinse with Darth Maul. Oh,
the man, ruthless rinse. That's really good.
I just want to smell it.
Let me smell you.
Damn it. I'm 100% going to order this later. Damn it. But as far as content goes outside of Bad Batch, because we're obviously about a month away from Bad Batch wrapping up season one.
Yeah.
Tim and I will obviously want to get into Rising Storm. I think you're going to enjoy it from what I've heard so far of it. We have the High Republic comics, which I believe comic 8 just came out.
Okay.
So we'll dive back into those. And then we have the adventure series for High Republic 2, which the latest one apparently goes to one of the Hutt homeworlds.
Oh, cool.
So we'll dive into those. So that's kind of the roadmap. And then September, we have Visions.
Yes.
And Visions is going to be interesting because it's non-canon. So like wild, wild, wild theory crafting, like say whatever you want. And it's an anthology. so each episode can be broken down separately because they don't have anything to do with each other.
Nice.
So that'll be September. And then from there, there'll be more High Republic stuff to talk about. And then at the end of the year, it's Book of Boba, yes. Which I believe Tim and I were talking, and don't 100% take this, but I think those are going to be live episodes for Book of Boba and Mando. We'll see.
Live episodes.
But yeah, don't you think we should talk to like people about
those? You mean like, I thought you were saying like the, I thought you were saying the show was going to be a live episode. I'm like, huh? How is that going to work? I thought you were talking about Book of Boba was going to be a live episode. I'm like, how's
like mystery? Oh, like a play?
Yeah. I'm like, what? When is, how is that going to work?
That's amazing.
Like, Evan, I didn't know about
and
this.
Then, yeah, I'm feeling like, cause we talked about when we switched to this format, it was, you know, saving time and being
more saving time and just
chatting.
Like another thing too, is there wasn't really a lot to talk about for like a live show. It felt like, we were kind of just like, looking for stuff to talk about, at least here, like in when we're, I feel like when we're doing a recorded thing, it's that this format's a little bit easier when there isn't as much. When we want to do like theory crafting and things like that, this is a little bit more.
Yep.
When chat isn't involved, you guys are great. When chat isn't involved, it's a little bit more peaceful.
Right. But for stuff like Boba and whatnot and all that stuff, it feels very important that you all are going to be part of that conversation, just like it was for the first two seasons.
Don't gas
first
them
two seasons
up,
of Mando. Our best episode, our most viewed episode, was Ahsoka in season two of Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah, because it was awesome.
Which I just, my oldest is up to that episode. And
oh, really?
Because she's so busy at work, too.
Oh, my.
Pizza Hut is very demanding.
Oh, boy.
Audrey,
I'm so sorry.
My eyes. So she's so busy at work. So we're both off, not next week, but the week after. And I'm like, you're finishing the damn show because it still hasn't been spoiled for her. Somehow, some way, it has not been spoiled for her. And she's like, I love the show, but like, why are you so? I'm like, trust me, before someone accidentally says it to you, we are finishing the Mandalorian. So that's my plan in 2 weeks. So I'll report back.
Copy that.
Once she watches it. That's going to do it for this episode of Star Wars and Scotch. Next week will be episode 50.
Yikes.
50!
That's a lot of episodes, Kevin. We did it.
We did it.
Time to retire.
Well, now we got to get to 100 so I can tell Dave Filoni, like, we've done 100 episodes. Would you be on the 101st episode?
Is that... Wait, what happened to you just, like, you guys kicking it and being best buds? And
this is after we're best buds.
Wait, but you... That just sounds like you, like, hit him up on an email asking for, like... You were begging, like, asking for, like...
Tim.
Like, what?
Tim,
I just feel like your plan, Kevin, is kind of falling apart in front of all of, like, our friends.
Did you get emails of a bunch of people at Lucasfilm organically? Did you do that, or did I do that? I think I did that. Yep. Checking my notes here. Yep, I did that.
Oh no, are you flexing on me right now?
I am, because that's how one of the guests that's going to come on the show in the future. We have to go through a whole series of being vetted, and that's what we're mid-process with. Paul's working on it. So, because we can't get guests that are directly associated with Lucasfilm without, we have to pre-write out all the questions. We have to do all of the stuff, and then Lucasfilm has to approve it. So, we're working on that part so we can get the approvals. But yeah, so... I'll shoot Dave that email to be on the 101st episode of Star Wars and Scotch.
Episode
101st.
So excited for 101st.
Thank you so much for tuning into episode 49. I'll be back next week for episode 50. As always, like we said at the top of the show, kingstoscoffee.com. Make sure you head over to highscoretees.com as well.
They're okay.
Check out that Darkness 429 collection on there.
It's all right.
Get a rare drop shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows? We'll see what happens if you get it. I don't think I got a barbecue package of your stuff. I am going to talk to Corey about that today.
Thanks.
Wow. I didn't get barbecue stuff.
Sorry.
I don't have an apron.
All right. Time to be better than Kevin and get your barbecue gear today.
Max got me for a skit we're doing in the future. Max got me an apron that has Darth Vader's face, and it says, "I like it on the dark side."
That's what my coffee mug says.
Oh, Oh, look at that. You can check out Tim. He's darkness429, fb.gg/darkness429 every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern at fb.gg/darkness429 and darkness429 everywhere else on the interwebs. I'm Kevin, and everything I do is attached to Rare Drop. You can go to raredrop.co. You can check out Rare Drop or Rare Drop Co. everywhere on the internet, live shows, podcasts, all sorts of fun and cool stuff. But as always, we leave you, and may the Force be with you.
Oh, that was good. I like that sign off.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you. I tried.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.